Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, folks. This is Lydia at Time to Love. Yes, I am on the road. I am now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it has been the most amazing trip ever. That's all I can say. And Time to Love is really about teaching and motivating and guiding you to loving yourself. So I'm hoping that we're all doing that. I feel that travel is an awesome way to love yourself. I really do. And that's what I've been doing. Also, in case you didn't listen to last week's show, really and truly, we've been traveling by train, and it has been truly a way to relax. My sister and I were talking about that this morning, and we've really chilled. In fact, we're at Santa Fe for only 2 days, and we've already let go of some things that we could do because there's just not enough time, and it's okay. We will come back here. We were in San Francisco the last time, last Saturday, and we just had the most amazing experience there. It was sunny the whole time we were there. When we got there on a Wednesday, it was overcast, and then it started raining, but we were really tired, and we just walked to the store and got a few things to eat and came back to our place, ate, and basically went to bed. Then the next day was brilliant and sunny, and we decided to go over to Golden Gate Park and start with the museums. And actually, it was so sunny, I said, let's do the outside things first. So we went to the Botanical Gardens and the Japanese Gardens, and then we went to the Museum of Science. It was awesome. And I did tell you about the City Pass there. And what I found out through some of my research is that there's City Passes in most every big city that you go to, and it includes some kind of public transportation and also maybe some of the museums, and they're really a good deal. We also had a one-hour ferry ride, and so we went out and did the ferry ride. We got our money's worth. It was, I think, $86 for the whole thing, and what we got from it was added up to a lot more. And it was really easy. The City Pass, they just put a date on it in pen, and literally you could just go and show your City Pass, and the guys didn't even listen to it, look at it. I mean, they didn't even look at what date it was or anything. So you just kind of showed them the City Pass, and you went on, and we rode trolleys, and we rode buses, and we could have ridden the BART, all of that. So if you're going to a big city, check to see if they have the City Pass, because in my experience, it's a great deal. And in big cities, you don't want to have a car that you're worrying about. Now, after San Francisco, we took the train from San Francisco down to L.A., and it's called the Starlight, and it was so beautiful. We were inland for quite a while, and I kept saying, we're going to go to the coast. We're going to the coast. I know we're going to the coast, and I had heard that. And but a lot of people had also said, it's always foggy when you go to the coast. You can't see anything. Well, it was clear. In fact, they had record-breaking temperatures. That was the bad thing, 100 degrees down in L.A. It was oppressive heat, and it's going to break this weekend, but it was really, really bad and really, really early. I think it won out for being one of the earliest, hottest days down in L.A. And San Francisco got really hot, too, and they don't have air conditioning there. So it was really a shocker for those poor people. But so we drove that down, and it followed the coast, and I got little movies and lots of pictures just right out the train window. We followed the coast. In fact, sometimes there was just a little bit of land, and there was the ocean right there. It was so beautiful. And I'm not home, so I can't put up my videos, but I will do that when I get home. I'll put up some things and some pictures and that. It was just an amazing time. And we just rode coach for that because it was just a day trip. And we get into LA, and the their Union Station is their old Union Station for trains, and now they have a lot of their subway system and buses going out of Union Station. And I guess they remodeled it, but they kept so much of the old architecture. It's really gorgeous. However, when we rolled in there, it was, I think, 9 o'clock at night. I think we got there early. It was about 8:30, and they didn't have the air conditioning on. It was so oppressive. I could barely breathe. I thought I was going to faint. If you guys might not know that I have a heat intolerance anymore, it's just hard for me, and it was hard for my sister, too, but we walked about a block and a half, and we stayed at the Metro Plaza Hotel. And it is it's very convenient for someone traveling by train. And it didn't get the best reviews, so we were mildly surprised that the room we were in was fully remodeled, super clean, and right next to Chinatown. During the day, even though it was 100 degrees, we walked over to Chinatown and looked around a little bit, and I got a few things that I kind of wanted. And so LA has an interesting Chinatown. We got some lychee nut things, and that's an interesting fruit. I recommend you try that. You never have. It's kind of bumpy and looks almost like a seed, a big seed, but you peel the outside and it's very easy, and then it's like this delicious sweet grape. Really amazing. So that was something new that I hadn't tried before. My sister got them. And anyway, and then we went back to our hotel. We ended up getting a half a day in the hotel. It was really too hot to do anything, although we were very close to buses, and I think we could have gone to a museum or something, but we were affected by the heat, so we didn't go out in it very much. And I had brought an umbrella because the forecast for San Francisco was that it was going to be rainy. We didn't get that at all. It was absolutely gorgeous, and so I never used the umbrella. However, I did use it to walk to Chinatown. It was very good to keep the sun off of our heads, even though we had some hats with us, but it was good. So then we got on the train at 6 o'clock at night to take the Santa Fe, Southwest something, and we rode it to Santa Fe. So it was at 6 o'clock at night. So my sister said, well, in coach, people give up, you know, people leave, and then you can spread out on a double seat and actually get some rest on that. And she'd seen people do that before, and she had done it on the way out from Chicago. But we happened to be on a very, very full train ride, and there were no extra seats. And so I tried sitting up, but the seats do recline, and they have a nice footrest that comes up. It's fairly comfortable. But so I'm like, I got my pillow, and I'm hugging onto my pillow, and I'm drifting off to sleep, and all of a sudden a woman starts screaming. She'd had a bad dream, and she woke up, and then her and her friend just talked, and I couldn't sleep. So I went off to search for greener sleeping pastures. I never did find them, but I stayed in the observation car for quite a while and maybe drifted off to sleep a little bit. And then I came back and woke my sister up so that I could sit in my seat. And the lady that had been talking started snoring. So I guess the motto is if you really do want to rest and you have a long train trip, you should do like we did in the very beginning. We had a sleeper car. It was a smaller sleeper car, but perfectly adequate. And I know I made some noises about sleeping on the top bunk, but that top bunk would have been welcome the other night. So we didn't get much sleep at all. And we arrived into Lamy, L-A-M-Y, New Mexico, pretty early and earlier than expected. And we thought we were going to have to wait for a shuttle, but the shuttle was there. I guess he knew we were going to be early, and he drove us into Santa Fe and right to the place that we're staying at. We're staying at a little casita owned by a man named Andy, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It has three beds, so So you could, you know, you can really sleep here. It has two queen beds and one single. And it is just very cozy. It doesn't have a kitchen, but our host supplied coffee and half and half. He must have known I liked it. And he has some cereals here and some teas, and there's a microwave and a small refrigerator. So really everything you need. And if you're in Santa Fe, folks, you got to eat out because it is got just it's probably equal to any other amazing city. It's a very international city. A lot of people come here to buy the Southwest art. There's a lot of galleries here. And so they have a lot of different food here, but it's most well known for its new Mexican food, which is different from Mexican food. And it is delicious. And we had a wonderful meal last night at La Choza. And the margaritas were good too, believe it or not. Yeah, we had some margaritas. And, I didn't say that my husband drove down from Boulder. So now we have a car, and it was really nice to see my husband after about 10 days being without him. Yeah, I can live without him, but I don't like it as much. He's fun. He's really fun. And him and my sister and I are just having a really good time traveling with my sister. I have to put a plug in for my sister because she's absolutely awesome. And it's funny, you know, we do share some DNA stuff, but she is a lot like me, and we finish each other's sentences. We like to do the same things, and we have the same kind of sense of humor, and I've trained my husband. He has that sense of humor, too, so the three of us get along really well, and my sister and I, we got along really well, and we were so relaxed from taking the train that we just didn't have a big issue about anything, nothing. We agreed on everything, and we agreed to drop some things that we wanted to do, and we added other things, and we just kind of rolled with it. We rolled with things, and just like the train does, we were just kind of in that mode. I think for a relaxing time, taking the train is pretty awesome. Just remember that if you're going to go overnight, you might want to get a sleeper car. And I'm trying to convince my husband that he would like it. The one thing that I learned from train travel is that you really have to give up control. And I know that's hard for some people. It'd be hard for my husband. But I relinquished it gladly, and it was just was so nice. And the scenery is amazing. You can just look out. You can read. They have electrical plugs near every seat and in the sleeper cars where you can charge your devices. And, you know, and you can go to the dining car and have a surprisingly good meal. I was surprised that the level of food was good. And then you can go down to the little cafe, and you can get alcohol down there and mixers. And then you can sit in the observation car, which has a little bit more windows, and you can just watch the scenery, have a drink, have some wine, have some beer, have a snack. You can also bring things on the train. If you've got a sleeper car, they say you can bring alcohol, and I think there's some people that bring their own coolers and they bring everything that they want to eat and or drink. And it was just really, really nice. We also got to meet from San Francisco to L.A., we got to meet a guy. No, actually, it was to Santa Fe. We met this man and his beautiful family. He has three daughters with him and his wife. And he was a train engineer. So that was really cool to talk to him and ask him questions, because as you ride along, you know, you want to think about things like, well, why does the train go slow? Sometimes the train just stops, and that is, there's some routes that only have one track. There's a freight train that needs to pass. The commuter train has to sit and wait where it can pull off so that the freight train can go by, and, you know, sometimes you're waiting 15 minutes. You know, I know that would bother some people, but it just didn't bother me. for relaxing time. I think train travel is the way to go. And then I mentioned last week, you meet such interesting people. Everybody has a story, and they'll share with you. We didn't meet, you know, there's a few people, they look like they didn't want to be disturbed, and you notice them by the earplugs in their ears. But most people were unplugged, pretty much. I mean, when they got to their seat, they might plug in, but they were pretty much unplugged, and that was really nice too. I didn't check too much my emails. I didn't go on Facebook a whole lot. I basically just rode along. I read. I'm almost done with a wonderful book that I'm reading, and it was just amazing. So I'm here to tell you folks, you want to love yourself, you might want to travel a little bit more, because it's just it's eye-opening. Travel is eye-opening. And I have a quote here by a man who wrote A Hat Full of Sky, Terry Pratchett. And he said, "Why do you go away? So that you can come back. So that you can see the place you came from with new eyes and extra colors. And the people there see you differently too. Coming back to where you started is not the same as never leaving." And I agree. I really, I just think travel is, it's mind expanding. It's experience expanding. It makes you, you know, day to day, you're working a job, most of us are, you know, you're going there from, say, 9 to 5 or, you know, some such hours. And so you're looking at the route to work, you're looking at work and the people you meet, and then you're going home, and if you have energy left over, you might put a load of laundry in or cook dinner, and you eat, and you might watch TV or read a book, and then you go to bed. And you do that 5 days a week, and it's like you're living on the weekends. And some people pack a lot in on their weekends. Some people just need to decompress. But travel is a mixture of both, because usually you go to travel and you go to relax a little bit, and, you know, and that's fun. So, and you go to see things. Now, my husband and I are not the kind of travelers that want to pack a lot in. We have done traveling like that where you want to go, 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 see. And, you know, and then you come home and you're tired. So my idea of a good vacation is to do some relaxation, maybe mix it up with seeing some things, going to some museums, seeing the sights, but to really chill. So Mike and I, we usually go camping. And we really relax when we camp, and we gourmet camp. We usually car camp. Sometimes we backpack, but mostly car camping. And we have it down to a science. We've been doing it for 28, 29 years now. So we gourmet car camp. You know, we don't just eat hot dogs and beans. You know, we have we call them stinky potatoes that we cook in the fire with sliced potatoes and onions, and you can throw vegetables in there too and wrap them up and throw them in the coals, maybe some corn on the cob, steak, salad. We eat really well when we camp. But so we do a measure of relaxing. We hike a lot, which is a thing that both Mike and I love to do. You know, we love nature. In fact, after this radio show, we're going to go for a hike. Me and my sister and my husband are going to go for a hike. So these are all things that are really fun. Now, I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, Nina, that our chat line is open. I don't know if anyone's going to be in there. I don't know if Nina's in there all by her lonesome, but you might want to check that out. Or you might want to call in and tell me about your favorite times traveling. Or have you been to Santa Fe? Have you been on the train? Now, you know, tell me about your experience. And that number to call is 646-727-2914. And
Lydia,
I think that, yes.
You
Hi,
have
Nina.
A caller online. You have a caller on. Do you want me to unmute them?
Oh, I can actually do that, I think. Yes, it's
okay.
Working. Hi, 503, is that Brent? Hello. Do you want to talk 503? Now,
no,
you know, and I'm so... Is it Brenda?
Well, no, it's not. I think that I think the 503 number is Ronnie, but there is another gentleman in the chat room. His name is Derek, and he's looking to talk to you. So I don't know. I guess he's going to just have to – Derek, you're going to have to call in if you want to talk
to him. Yeah, and that number is 646 – thanks, Nina – 727-2914. And when I see you call, I will bring you up. If you're just calling to listen, because you can listen on the phone, then I will bring you up. And let's see here. I don't know if I can do it this way or not. Hi, is this Derek?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh. Have you done some train travel, Derek?
Trains?
Yeah.
I've been on some trains, yeah. Nothing immaculate, nothing special, but yeah, I've been on some trains.
Where are you from? You have that beautiful accent.
I'm from UK, Portsmouth, South England.
Uh-huh. And are you there now, or are you in the United States?
No, I'm here now.
Oh, well, and then you probably take trains, because England has a good train system.
Yeah, well, we invented the train system, didn't we? I mean,
I didn't know that. So
no,
you learn something new every day.
No. Oh, well, I think you're fine. We invented many things. But
I know
I'll tell you
did.
What. I'll tell you what, my girl, you sound awesome. I really...
Well, thank you so much. How did you find this radio show?
Well,
just looking around?
Yeah, I just clicked on Blog Talk Radio, and I was scrolling about, and I saw your headline, and I thought, yeah, that'd do me. And I come and sat down, I heard your voice, and I thought, oh, my God, I must speak to this woman.
Oh, I am so glad, Derek, because I'll tell you what, I have a husband I absolutely love, but I am a sucker for an accent, and you have a beautiful accent. I love English accents.
Well, a common accent, a common down, get to the dirt, you know.
I like it. It's a good one, and see, I pick up accents fairly well, and so I might start talking a little bit like you.
Well, yeah.
That's who I am. Yes. Yeah. Now, let me just give you, since you just found us, let me tell you that this is Time to Love. And on this show, I like to talk to people about loving themselves more. But I went on a vacation, and I decided that I would bring that time to love to my friends even while I was on vacation. And right now, I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Santa Fe, New Mexico is amazingly rich with culture. And it started with the Spaniards. They were here first. And then Mexico owned New Mexico for a long time. And it has an incredibly rich history and a different flavor than some of the United States. There are a lot of adobe homes here. In fact, I'm staying at a little casita that is made out of adobe. And it's just, and the light here, it's like France and other places where artists will talk about the light. And, you know, if you're not an artist, you might not understand that, but the light is different here. And there are a lot of artists in New Mexico.
Well, it's bound to be different, isn't it? Everywhere you go, you're going to find some other person's heart, you know, beating heart,
right.
pounding out their expertise, or you know, their how they see life. You know, it's bound to happen.
It is bound to happen.
You must come across so many people. Have you been anywhere else? I mean, have you just traveled the U.S. or?
I've traveled the U.S. and Canada and a little bit of Mexico. I have yet to go across the pond,
What are you doing?
I want to do it. I want to do it so badly because I just want to travel. Traveling opens your mind, and I think your heart to some extent.
It really does, yeah. It really does.
It really does, because you're open. You're meeting people, and I was just saying how we fall into a rut. We fall into a rut of doing everything the same day to day in our lives. And when you travel, you know, even you have to let go of control. And last night it was funny because my husband came, and so we had a car. We've been traveling by public transportation, my sister and I, and also by foot a lot. And so my husband came, and we were trying to find the Plaza, which is the big place in Santa Fe, and it's where a lot of art galleries are and good restaurants and that. And so my sister had been here before, and I had been here, but we completely got lost, and we ended up going around the city about twice. We did a full circle around the whole city because we got onto this weird road. Anyway, we finally found it, and normally that would be enough, and my husband was very hungry, that would be enough to kind of send him off the edge. But we laughed about it, and we ended up finding a great place to eat. And like I said, we had some margaritas, and it was perfect.
Yeah, well, the place you want to go, you want to come to land in Dover, UK. You want to come here. You want to land by us. You want to see, which is the same as what everyone else sees all around the world. You want to see what every city's like, and then you want to push north. You want to keep going north until you get to, you want to get to Scotland. And man, when you get to Scotland, I mean, only last year I travelled, I walked Adrian's Wall. It was about 89 miles, I do believe. I'd done it in 4 days, me and my mates, we camped out. Yeah, we camped out every night. We had to catch our own food. Yep, it was lovely. Catching our own food comes under the thing of popping by Tesco's, you know, and catching yourself a packet of noodles. But when you're out there, oh, it's beautiful. Bonfire every night. Sitting down next to the wall, which the Romans built maybe 1,500 years before you were even there. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, there's no one about. When you get into North Cumberland, there's no one there. I'm telling you, man, there's no one there. The land is desolate. After the whole.
And don't you just love that? Don't you love where no man goes too much? I love that feeling to be in nature and there's not a lot of people around.
Yeah, well, there's no one there. There's no one. There is, basically. You go out there, you have to walk it, because the only people you'll come across is the odd farmer who will tell you to get off his land, you know, but you've got to keep pushing forward. He's like, yeah, get off my land. He's like, yeah, I'm headed north, so I'll just keep going north until I'm off your land, mate, you know. So you keep going north, keep going north. And me and my friends, we came upon this place called, it was called the Lonely Crags. Yeah. And the whole village was about 10 houses, a pub, and a warehouse, and that was it.
Yeah, you got to have the pub. Isn't that mandatory in your neck of the woods? You got to have the pub.
But when we were there, I'll tell you, this was a strange pub. It was a strange pub. What do you call it when you get an animal, you chop its head off and you stick it on the wall? What's it called?
A barbecue?
No. It was mounted on the wall. There was an animal.
Stuffed and mounted.
Taxidermy, yeah. They chopped its head off. They stuck it on the wall. But, I'm sitting in a pub drinking a pint of Guinness, looking up at this bloody thing, looking back at me, but they didn't just chop its head off, they also decorated it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they sawed off one horn and stuck a fox's claw on one side, and they took out one eye, you know, and put a goat's eye in it, so it was like one cat's eye, and what they called it was a wapple tanger. You ever heard of a waffle tanger?
No, I haven't. Now I have. See, well, I've learned two things from you, at least.
Yeah, well, they called this thing a waffle tanger. And In my life, I mean, I must be, what, I don't know, how old am I now? 37 years old. Yeah, and I've never seen such a monstrosity. Oh, but you know what? They loved it. They loved it in this pub.
Yeah.
They loved it.
And were they welcoming somebody that was visiting, walking through their country?
Well, I wouldn't say they was welcoming, but they did fill up my water, you know, my water tanks. I had a backpack which was could hold like 4 liters of water at any one time. Yeah, and I did take it in, and they said, "What do you want? Pint of this, pint of that." You know, they only sell pints. They don't sell, you know, they don't sell cups of tea. They're like, you know, alcohol only. And I said, "Yeah, I'll have a pint of Guinness, but can you also fill up my backpack?" And she took it out of the back and she filled it up with water. She gave it back to me.
Yeah, nice.
I suppose she was welcoming. Yeah, I suppose it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find that when you're traveling, you know, I haven't walked 89 miles, but I have walked 60 miles in 3 days. I don't know if I could still do that, but, you know, that's where I think you can really see the country. I thought by train you could see the country, but walking, you really see the country, don't you?
Yeah, well, the only real way is on foot, isn't it? You got to do it on foot.
I agree. Or bicycle. Bicycle would be good, too.
Nah, it's got to be on foot. Bicycle's a chore, isn't it? Yeah, bicycle's a chore, isn't it? Because you have to keep pedaling. But when you're walking, you can just do it at your own pace. Yeah, you can stroll about. And you can see the storm coming in. I mean, at one time, there was me and two of my friends. There was three of us. We were walking along Adrian's Wall, because you can more or less follow the wall all the way. You know, so it's a structured place. You know, you can see it. All you got to do is walk next to it. And we were up on some sort of mountainside. And when we looked down south into England, we could see a wall of rain. And it literally was a wall of rain.
Wow.
You know, you can see the weather system. And it basically was a wall of rain, and it was coming our way. We could see it. So that night, you know, we hunkered down, I do have a little mysterious tale to tell here as well. That night, we hunkered down in the rain next to the wall, Adrian's Wall, and my tent was a one-man tent, so it wasn't really sufficient to hold off rain. It was more like a summer tent. It was only a cheap tent.
Right.
So we decided that we'd put all our backpacks, all our supplies in my tent. Yeah, and we'll all jump into our mate's tent, who had like an all-weather terrain tent. So we all jumped into his tent because we saw the storm coming. So we all jumped in his tent. One of my mates crashed out. Me and my other friend, you know, we were lying there, you know, trying to sleep when we heard crack, bang, wallop, you know, and we thought, wallop, you know, what's that? So... My mate, who fell asleep, he's like a zombie, you know. He could sleep for a hurricane, you know. He's one of these blokes. But me and the other mate.
My husband.
Yeah, well, we opened up the tent. We zipped it up. We turned on the torch. We had a look round. Couldn't see nothing going on. Zipped it back down. We laid back down. And then we had two stones being smacked together. I don't know, like clink, 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 clink. Like someone's got two stones and they're smacking them together like bang, 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 bang. You know? Well, we heard that, and you know, we were spooky. We were jumped. Not one of us would come out of our tents, because even though we're men, you know, we're still human beings. You don't go out, you know, if there's something you don't know what's going on. But the next day, when the sun come up, eventually we fell asleep. The next day, when we woke up, my tent, the one-man tent where we put all our supplies, it was destroyed.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, it was completely destroyed. Now, the one-man tent had, you basically laid it down, you pinned down the four, you know, like to spread out like a square, like a rectangle. You pinned it down, and then you had one string in the middle, and all you'd done was pulled it tense and gone one in the ground, one in the ground, each end, you know, to hold it down.
Right.
But, yeah, but this tent was destroyed. Yeah, it was,
did
it
something
was,
step on it? Was it an animal that cracked into it, stepped over into it?
Well,
do you
something destroyed that. Yeah, something destroyed it. We don't know what it was. But that very night, me and my friend, you know, like the next day, we were talking about the stones that we had being banged together, the clink, 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 clink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're thinking, we don't know of, but it could be some sort of Bigfoot. And also, that night, yeah, maybe. It's a very far-fetched option, but it could be one.
Right.
But, we also thought that the people at the pub that we'd been through that night that had the weird, you know.
Right, that weren't
weird,
exactly friendly.
Yeah, well, they filled up our water and kicked us out the door. You know, maybe they had something to do with it. You know, we don't know.
Maybe
we don't know. But
we don't know.
It's such a beautiful
Well, that was
world.
A good tale, Derek. That was a good tale. And I'm really glad that you called up, especially from so far away. It's the first time I've really talked to someone over the pond on my Blog Talk Radio.
Is it?
So have you been to the States?
I've never crossed the pond, no. I've never crossed the pond.
Okay. All right, so we're both in the same boat, but we're in on different sides. So I haven't either, but let me just tell you, I'm going to continue about talking about my trip, and I'm going to put you on hold, but I really want to thank you for calling in, Derek.
And you, baby. And you sound, superb to me. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure to talk with you. And I have this show every week, every Saturday at 3:00 Mountain Standard Time. And I'm not sure what time it is there, but you can find us on The Essence of Success. Okay?
The Essence of Success. Thank you very much.
Yes. Network.
Look
okay.
Yourself,
and I hope
mate.
To talk to you again. I will. Thank you. Well, now that was very refreshing, and I learned a lot, and that's kind of been this whole trip, learning things. In fact, when we got in the shuttle to go to Santa Fe, there was a woman, and she was at least my age, is what I think. Otherwise, she's not looking good for age, but she was at least my age, probably in her 60s, and she had left everything in Santa Fe. She'd lived in Santa Fe for 5 years and left everything and went traveling abroad for 5 months. And she actually went to the Scottish Highlands, and she was in England, and she was in Ireland, although she said it was very cold and rainy there, and said that she'd prefer probably Ireland in the summertime and recommended that. But she traveled around for 5 months, and sometimes she house sat for these people. In fact, she had nowhere to stay, and she was due to be at their place in the Scottish Highlands or maybe it was Ireland. Boy, I'm forgetting, but she had called them and said, you know, I'm supposed to be at your place in 3 weeks, but I really don't have any place to stay, so maybe this isn't going to work out. And they said, oh, come with us. You'll be our guest. And they were. She was their guest. They left her their car, and she actually was brave enough to drive in a country where everything is the opposite sides. I really handed it to her because I don't know if I could do it. My husband would make a stab at it, but I don't know if I could do it. Anyway, so it was, you know, just meeting her was very interesting. And then she ended up coming back to Santa Fe, and she was kind of surprised, but I said, yeah, you just don't ever know where it leads you. And she was a really delightful lady. I just really enjoyed her a lot. And I think that another thing, I think that traveling makes you younger. I just feel that because, like I said, it lightens your heart. It lightens your mind. It's just a different experience, and I'm all about different experiences. Now, okay, some of you might think, well, you know, I can't get time off work and or I don't have the money when I do get time off work. You know, never fear. You can do a lot of traveling just sitting at your computer and looking at things, going around your city. I think it was Nina who mentioned a couple weeks ago, you know, explore where you live. You know, there's probably things, I know there's things that I haven't done where I live. And so be a tourist in your own city. Act like you've never been there. Try to see it with new eyes. Explore places that you've never explored. Get one of those touristy magazines and read about different things. And if you haven't been there, check it out. You know, just to open your mind up, which I believe always opens your heart. And you know me, I feel that having an open heart and loving others and as well as mostly ourselves is the way to go. But if it gives you joy, doing something new, expanding your horizons, doing something new, getting out of your comfort zone. So maybe you can't travel anywhere, but you can go to your downtown area, even if you live in a small town, and you can sit somewhere, maybe have a cup of coffee, and push yourself to talk to a stranger. You know, I felt Derek was so delightful to talk to him and to hear his perspective on travel, to hear his tales of walking, you know, up to the Scottish Highlands. That is so amazing. He has made me want to do that. I really want to do some traveling in another country. And my sister and I are actually looking for, we're going to do this country a little bit more. We are going to travel a little bit more. She also wants to go up to Canada. I said, hey, I got some good friends up in Canada that I would love to visit. I said, and she said, well, what about me? I said, they'd love you, Lissa, because they love me. So you never know what we're going to do. We just, we're sold on traveling together. And my sister is now retired, and I'm not retired, but I'll work my butt off so that I can take a couple weeks and go. You know, life is short, my friends. Live it to the fullest. And that's even if you have to go someplace in your town you've never been and talk to a stranger. Just open yourself up to do these things, and the rewards are immense. And okay, maybe you're married, you're happily married, I hope, and maybe you have your grandchildren or your children or whatever, and you just don't feel like you have that, either the energy or whatever. I say get out of your comfort zone. The laundry, it's going to be there when you come home. So will your dirty house. You know, you'll get it done eventually, but do something different. Show your children that adventure is what you put your mind on. Doesn't mean you have to travel to Africa or any place else but your own backyard, really and truly. You can do it. You can have an adventure if you put your mindset there first. You know, and you know, have there been things that have gone wrong on this trip? Well, offhand, I really can't, except for getting lost every now and then, I really can't think of anything that has gone wrong. Well, maybe that not getting a sleeper car, you know, that. But it taught us something. So we took it as a learning experience. Will we do that again? I don't know if we will or not. Or if we do, we'll know that we'll have to go to bed as soon as we get there. Now, when we got to our little casita, it wasn't quite ready for us. So the guy told us where we could walk down for a cup of coffee. And my sister is a jeweler, and we went to this place. It's called Counter Culture, and it was a great little place that probably only locals know about. It's not on the beaten path at all, but so amazing. And we had an amazing salad there, a Cobb salad. We split it. It was more than enough. And as we're sitting outside looking, because the weather is amazing here, it's cool enough without being too hot, but the sun is just, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful here. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and I said, oh, look it. There's a place that has stones. My sister made me an amazing pendant. She wire-wrapped it. Really, really beautiful. And so I said, well, let's go check that place out. And we were in there for at least an hour. And the guy that owned it had been collecting stones. Well, he'd been in that store for 20 years. And this is a store we would never have seen if the host of our little casita didn't say, oh, we'll go to Counter Culture. He didn't say it was next to a stone shop. But anyway, we went to the stone shop. My sister got some amazing pieces. I just got two pieces that have holes drilled in them so I can just string them myself. And my sister got some amazing stones, and he gave her some great prices. And she said some of those stones, she's been getting a lot of her stones either at bead shows or at online. And you don't know what you're getting at online because you can't see it. She got some agates and some things that I can't remember the name of, but they almost look like opals. Really, really beautiful stones. So that was a win. So then we decided we wanted to have brunch, and we got up late. We all slept in, which felt great, and we went down to Counterculture again. This time we drove, and we're sitting there eating, and but then when we're walking to the car, I noticed in the corner there was a glass-blowing store, and they were giving a class on paperweights. They were giving, to the public, they were giving a class. We didn't do that because I knew that I had to be back for my radio show, but they had a beautiful gallery, and I'm telling you, the work in there was absolutely amazing. I have seen amazing blown glass before, but there was some amazing pieces. And then I noticed there were these hand-blown tumblers, which I like. I either want pottery tumblers or hand-blown ones because I am a snob. Yes, you can call me a snob. But I, years ago, was washing a glass, and I had my hand in it, and it broke, and it cut my hand badly. And I just don't like manufactured glass items. I think that they are poorly made. They're made to break. They're thin. And people want that to put ice and drinks in there and pick up, and you don't want anything too heavy. But I just prefer pottery, and that's what I have in my home, and every now and then I get hand-blown glass. Well, they had a deal. If you bought 4 tumblers, it was like $96. So I asked Lisa, I said, would you be interested in 2 of these? And I'm going to buy 2 of these. So my sister bought them for me because she's nice like that. And she also said it was an early birth. So that was very, very nice. So we found something else. It was amazing. Then we go into the shop next to it, which had some beads, but they were lamp work beads. My sister was interested in some blown ones. But anyway, we went in there, and there was a wonderful woman with 2 beautiful dogs, and we were talking to the dogs, and she was saying they go away in February for 6 weeks, and she needs house sitters. So my sister may do something like that, too, and that would be a fun thing, travel to some place and house sit. That would be amazing. And, you know, I have good references, so I could easily do that, house sit with a dog, with, you know, a house with dogs or cats or something like that, because you always are looking for, this woman said she had a beautiful house overlooking the mountains in Santa Fe. So my sister took her card, and she's thinking maybe she could do something like that. So, you know, you can travel less expensively, too. If you don't have a lot of money, please don't rule out traveling because you don't have to go far. You can go fairly close to home. You can stay at home, or you can find deals. And that's what we've been doing this whole trip. It has not been a lot of money, and it has been so amazing. So how am I going to re-enter home? How am I going to go home? Now, I don't know about you, but re-entry is kind of hard for me. And I'm really glad my husband came down here, and so we'll go home, and my sister's going to stay a couple more days, which is great, before she takes off to go back to Chicago, and it'll be nice to have her there. And there's a lot of work that I got to do. Yeah, I'm not retired. I have work to do, but I also feel that I'm going to have new eyes. I have a lot of ideas from my travels, from the artwork I've seen. I'm really excited about working in my studio and creating some interesting things. And I have a feeling that because of my travels, it's going to affect my work in a very positive way. So, I can't talk highly enough of traveling. I can't talk highly enough of Santa Fe. Santa Fe is an amazing place, and it can be a little pricey, although this casita is the way to go, and I saw smaller ones. If you're traveling by yourself, all you need is a room with a bed, really. So you can do that. I did the Airbnb, which I talked about last week. It's Air, A-I-R, and B-N, the letter N-B, And they have places all over the world, even in England, Derek. So if you're still listening, yeah, you can find places in other parts of the world. You can find them in the States. And my friends, they went to New York City. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but they told me that they had never been to New York City. They live in Estes Park, Colorado, in Rocky Mountain, close to Rocky Mountain National Park, a place y'all should visit. And they had never been to New York, so they did VRBO, which is another one of those sites, and they found a place in New York City, two blocks from Central Park. It was $100 a night. It was an efficiency. So they said it was very small, but so was a hotel room. And a hotel room, you probably couldn't catch a decent hotel room in New York City for less than, I bet, $350 a night. So they got, and they were there for 4 days, and they had a great time. So, you know, these are good things. Now, we did hear in San Francisco, the locals are not liking the Airbnb or the VRBOs too much because they feel it's taking away. These are places that people would rent. And San Francisco is very, it needs more places to rent, I think, because it is it's only 7 miles by 7 miles. And it's very populated, densely populated, and the housing situation is pretty dense too. So we were warned not to say anything to too many people, not by the guy that has the apartment, but by other people. They said, yeah, the people kind of look down their noses about Airbnbs and VRBOs. And then I also heard New York City was trying to outlaw them because they're not paying the tourist taxes and all of that thing, although they do have to pay on income. But, yeah, so they're not real happy about it either. But I hope it's around for quite a while because my experience now with two of them has been very, very positive. I got everything that they advertised, and I will write good reviews for both of them because they have been exceptional. I texted our host here. We had bought some beer, but we didn't have a bottle opener. What kind of preparedness is that, folks? I think as a Girl Scout, I would have been kicked out. However, I got back in because what I did was I'm searching around for anything that looked like a bottle opener, and I had texted the owner, Andy, and I didn't know if he was even at home because they're quiet and they're leaving us to, you know, sitting outside and just enjoying our private time. And so I found my eyelash curler, and literally I opened the bottle of beer with my eyelash curler. So where there's a will, there's a way. And that's something else I've learned about traveling. It's mind expanding, and if where there's a will, there's a way. If there's something that you want to do, you can find a way to do it. If you want to travel abroad, I bet you could do it. You know, this woman that we talked to that traveled for 5 months, I don't think she was rich. I don't think she had a ton of money. She might have had, you know, some money. I don't know if she was she was retired because she had done a lot of professional jobs, and so she was retired. But still, she found a way, you know, house-sitting. And the woman here in New Mexico, she said that she would actually pay a small amount because she had one dog that needed to be fed 3 times a day. So, you know, they want people to take good care of their animals and or their home. So, yeah. So, you know, you might get a little pay, and then you've got, you can see places for inexpensively. You don't have to pay for your room and board. Your board, you need to buy a few things. But if you're house sitting, you've got the kitchen right there. You can eat fairly cheaply. So, you know, I hope that if this show has done nothing, it has expanded your mind to possibilities about opening your mind and your heart and approaching things differently. This is going to affect me for quite a while until my next trip. I really like to travel, and that's what this has been about for me. It has been amazing, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to do this. And next time I travel, I will take my show on the road again. And I hope it's not too long, but we're tentatively talking about possibly flying to Boston and then taking the train up into the Northeast in the fall, because I've heard that Maine and Vermont and all those places are just so beautiful in the fall. And it's something, those are states I haven't been to. And then I can knock off the Northeastern states. I think there's 4 or 5 I haven't been to. And I think I could get at least 4, possibly 5 if I put my mind to it. Because I'm trying to, I would like to see my country before I go across the pond. This country, the United States, has so many amazing places. And my husband and I have been traveling throughout Colorado and New Mexico for years, and we still haven't seen everything. There still are places and that we haven't seen. And when we travel and we see them, we're like, oh, my gosh, this is so beautiful. Why didn't we see this before? And so, you know, folks, do some traveling. Or, you know, I'm going to challenge you to listen to Essence of Success Radio Network. We also have a show, Nina, who's in the chat room, God bless her, and Brenda, and I have a show called LNB, Passage to Empowerment. And that's on Monday evenings, and it's at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time. And you know, we're going to be wrapping up a challenge that we've had for 3 weeks. We've been talking about body appreciation in different forms. And Nina, do you want to say what Monday night's going to be about? I'll be there, but I'm kind of out of the loop right now.
Monday night we are interviewing Lennis.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We're going to
interviewing Lennis,
who's the founder of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and I will have some questions for her. She's very, very interesting. In fact, her show tomorrow, Sunday at 3 o'clock, do you know what that's going to be about?
Yes, I do. It's on healthcare issues. Lennis herself has been having a little bit of problems with healthcare issues, and that's what she's going to be talking about tomorrow afternoon on her show at 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Monday, our show. Tuesday is BYO Brilliance with Brenda, and she is talking about, I'm not sure, Brenda, do you want to come on hold and tell us?
I saw it earlier, definitely. I saw what it was, and now I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, it was interesting.
There she is.
And it always is interesting.
Okay, Brenda, tell us what your show is about on Tuesday. Hello?
Brenda, are you there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the brilliance of finding a new hobby and developing new interests, new talents, finding your hidden talents. It's basically a way for you to sort of, you know, find your space, your niche away from all the hubbub and craziness of everything else in life. And everybody needs this in their life.
Oh, they sure do.
And having that creative outlet, it brings you peace, it brings you joy, it brings you a lot of things. I think I found my new hobby, girls.
No,
travel.
What's that?
Travel.
Yeah.
It's a new old hobby.
It's my new hobby. Traveling.
No, it's a new old one.
Yeah, it is. But it's one I've resurrected and realized that life is short. I need to do more of it. But yeah, it
and
is.
And you tell your sister. Tell your sister that she is welcome up here anytime.
I told her that. I already knew that, Nina. I said, these are the people. They are such amazing hosts that they would welcome you. If I called them and said, my sister's going to be in your neck of woods, I said, the red carpet would be rolled out for you. But I'm not going to let her travel. I'm not going to let her travel alone. I'm going to go with her because we really do travel well together, and that's been fun.
Awesome.
It's been fun to resurrect our relationship. I mean, we've seen each other throughout the years, but it hasn't been as intensely close. And so it's been so much fun to realize that we share the DNA and we're very close. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, that brings us to Wednesday. And Wednesday is Lennis's psychic reading show. And she has a special on this month. Every ninth caller will get a free hour with Lennis. So that
is take
on a new PM.
That,
yeah, and it's on at a new time at 6 p.m. Mountain Pacific time. Sorry about that, people. And pop in and listen to Lennis. And Brenda is always there to give her some advice. And I'm always in the chat room. So come on in then. And that brings us to Thursday and Filmcology. Brenda, the film this week is?
A Place at the Table. It's about hunger issue in the United States, documentary, and the fact that there are still people that are so hungry in the United States when there's no shortage of food. So it's a really excellent film. It talks about the history of this and when there were problems and how they actually solved the problem, and then somehow things get out of balance again. Greed has a place in all portends of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So let it go.
Yeah. Excellent. I will try and get that watched because I definitely have opinions, and I've seen how San Francisco deals with hunger a lot. So they actually will gather food. They've gathered, like, an amazing amount. In a year, they gathered, I think it was, like, 350,000 pounds of produce for the homeless and for the hungry. For the hungry, not just
the hungry. Thank you.
Are hungry that have a home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Instead of it going
okay.
into the landfill. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I digress.
That's good. And I know that there's lots of restaurants and stores here in town that bring their food that they would normally, for whatever reason, discard. They are bringing it to the homeless shelters and to the youth shelters here in Edmonton. I don't know whether they've extended it to the hungry, as you say, but I know we have numerous food banks here that do help. Anybody who is living on their own and does not, or with a family that does not have food. So at least I think there is some positive direction, but definitely not enough.
Awareness.
Great discussion. There's great discussion. I mean, there's places like Soul Kitchen, John Bon Jovi, the Soul Foundation, where it's a community restaurant, and you can go in there, and if you don't have the funds to pay for food or to donate, it's really, there's no prices, you just donate. And then if you have no funds to donate, then you can actually do some work. Volunteer in there and pay for your food for your family to eat that night or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot out there about hunger, and there's no excuse for anyone being hungry, especially in America.
You see it if you have eyes to see it. Some people choose not to see it, but I saw it. I see it wherever I go, and people you work with at your job, they might be hungry. You don't even know. You don't know that some people are eating maybe once a day, and they're not eating nutritious foods. They don't eat produce because they feel they can't afford it. And I'm taking this time to talk about it because I want people to tune into your show. I know there will be a lively discussion, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart. In fact, if you are an entrepreneur, and maybe you've been lucky enough to retire, maybe you want to start a Soul Kitchen in your neck of the woods. The joy that it would give you would be more than money could ever buy.
Oh, for
sure. That's the truth in the matter, folks, because giving of yourself, you get back 100-fold, and I believe that.
Yes, for sure. Okay, now we have to go to Friday's show, and that is...
Traffic Jam.
Traffic Jam Friday with Lennis, a half hour of music to get you through to the weekend. And that is on at 5 o'clock Pacific time. I keep saying Mountain time, mostly because I live in Mountain time. Pacific time,
me too.
And Lennis says it's a surprise show. So we don't know what the music is going to be.
Lennis has great taste, though. So tune in just to see what it is, folks. He may pick up some new favorite music. Yeah, and then it brings back to next Saturday, and I don't know, I'm maybe called decompression. I'm not sure what it's going to be about, but as soon as I get home, I'll give some thought to that. And I think on that note, we're probably out of here. I really thank everybody who called. Derek, you're a love. You are a love, and thank you for listening. Listen to any of our shows. I think you'll be delighted. And also, anybody else who may be listening, if you haven't listened to the show or maybe you got in on the last part of it, listen in the archives. All of our shows are there, and I like to tune into them. If I've missed them, I like to tune into them while I'm cooking dinner. I love Blog Talk Radio, but I happen to think that our network, The Essence of Success, is one of the best. So tune in Monday to LNB, Passage to Empowerment, when we talk about Lenis, who has really helped to empower all of us, and she's an empowering woman, and we love her. So on that note, I'm going to bring
one minute, me to just say something. I want to thank Derek for popping into the chat room, and for Lenis for being there and being so supportive, and also for Mel for being there and being so supportive. Thank you all for being in the chat room with me and making my afternoon so lovely.
Oh, and you made my afternoon, and Mel and Lenis and Derek and anyone else that's listening, I love you. And so, you know what, take that love, pull it into your heart, and do something nice for yourself. Love yourself in a special way today and every day, but think of how you could do that, and maybe we'll talk about that next week. But until next week or next Monday, I'm out of here. Thanks, Brenda, for calling, too. I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Lydia.
See you guys. Bye. I'm going to sign us out. Bye. And that's a wrap. Love to you all. Night.